At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey friends, Jen here. If you're listening to episodes of So Dead in Order, either for the first time or on a re-listening binge, then you are living in 2019 right now. Lucky you. I am coming to you from the future, 2022 to be exact. A lot has changed since 2019. Everything has changed, quite honestly. You're still months away from ever even hearing the word COVID. You've still got dozens of episodes left where Danny and I host the show together. Spoiler alert, she does leave at the end of season one, but it's all good. Everybody's good and it's okay. And the true crime icon that we interviewed for the episode that you should be listening to right now has turned out not to be the hero we all thought he was. In 2019, Danny and I considered ourselves so fortunate to snag an interview with investigative journalist Billy Jensen, right on the cusp of his popularity exploding. His podcast with Paul Holes, The Murder Squad, was about to launch. He was just getting ready to release his first book, Chase Darkness With Me. He was a champion of the people and a staunch victims advocate. Here in 2022, The Murder Squad has been canceled. The release of his second book has been put on hold indefinitely. And some very serious allegations of sexual misconduct and assault have been made against him, which Billy vehemently denies. This has absolutely rocked the true crime world. And while decisions are split on who's telling the truth, it was an easy, albeit very painful, decision for me. There are too many voices speaking out for it all to be lies born out of bitterness, in my opinion. I believe and support victims, and as much as it hurt to accept these multiple accounts of people's personal and professional interactions with Billy, I do personally believe that most, if not all, of these allegations are true, and therefore can no longer support him or his work. I have removed all Billy Jensen books and merchandise from Dead Time Stories, and I no longer feel it's appropriate to feature Billy's episode on So Dead, which should be right here. Instead, you get future Jen telling you all about how terrible the world is now. You're welcome. If this news about Billy has caught you by surprise and you want to learn more, there are two podcasts I suggest that you listen to. Episode 34 of Too Many Jennifers, called Podcast Taco Shaman Downloads, which I just realized stands for PTSD, and episode 232 of Affirmative Murder, The Elephant at the Party. There are also some pretty shocking Twitter threads by journalist Paul Haynes and filmmaker Celine Beth Calderon, as well as a bunch of stuff on Reddit, which I don't know how to use at all. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, 2019 friends. 2020 is going to be the roughest year you've ever lived through. And here in 2022, the world is still on fire. But we're still here, and we still have each other. I'll see you in the future. Until then, keep shining, you magnificent what the fucks.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.